By listening to this recording, you are indicating that you desire the effects labeled on the file description. These effects include being taken down into deep trance, being made to feel mindlessly submissive to me, and being encouraged to worship me. And you're still here. I'm not surprised. Good little submissives like you understand how good it can feel to give in, to become a mindless plaything. It's why you're going to so willingly and enthusiastically follow along as I guide you into a deep and wonderful state of hypnosis. We're going to begin with a simple breathing exercise. Breathe in, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. Such a simple thing to do, but so effective in guiding you into a deep and powerful trance. In, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. Focusing on your breathing like this naturally drops your heart rate and blood pressure, instantly making you already significantly more relaxed. In, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. Close your eyes. Let the natural and potent effect of this slow, measured breathing take you into a deeper state of relaxation. In, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. Focus your already drifting mind on your breathing. When you focus only on your breathing, the rest of you is left open to me, so I can slide inside your unconscious mind. In, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. Every breath you follow along. It's good to follow my words. It's good to obey my words. Already, you're obeying so well. The repetition is calming. The repetition is soothing. You know the words that come next, and that feels so nice. In, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. Obeying is calming. Obeying is soothing. You're obeying by listening and falling. And that feels so nice. So banish any last thoughts of distraction, of resistance. You want this. I know. You want this. In. Hold. And out. In, hold, and out. Let my control wrap around your mind, hold you safe and warm and tight. It's safe, safe to fall. And it's time to give in, time to let go, give in to my words, let go of your mind, breathing, falling, breathing, dropping deeper down. You've done so well to drop so deep for me. You can curl up small now. Snuggle up to my voice. I'm going to tell you the way things are. You see, like breathing, being submissive is a simple state. It is a natural state for you. It is calm and it is quiet. Like trance, being submissive begins with letting yourself be vulnerable, letting yourself be open, and being your truest self, as you are already doing so well. It is extra safe to be vulnerable right now, because you are protected. My words are your universe. And the only judgment that matters is mine. And I am pleased when you show me this side of yourself, when you show me how small and vulnerable and honest you can be. It feels amazing. It's the best feeling in the world, isn't it? Being small and safe. Being vulnerable and protected. Being who you are at your very core. A rare and precious gem that shines so bright when you let yourself be seen. You are safe. You are protected. It's safe to be yourself. But it isn't always useful to have you curled up and drifted away. To be my submissive, I demand a little bit more. I demand mindless obedience. I want to keep you like this, you see. And what I desire is so much more important than what you desire. I want to keep you like this, a shining gem, small, rare, vulnerable, submissive. And I can't allow that to be ruined by useless thinking. Thinking just gets in the way of your perfectly submissive mind. It's why you don't choose. You obey. I decide. You follow. Because you don't need thoughts to obey. You only need to do exactly as I tell you. Isn't that just perfect? You get to stay so small and mindless and happy, and I get to command you to do exactly as I want. What I desire is always much more important than what you desire. A simple rule that really makes so much sense. You desire to be submissive to me. You desire to obey me. You desire to please me. That means that when I express a desire and you fulfill it, you are pleasing the both of us. You have obeyed me as I desire, as you desire. You want to obey me mindlessly, and I want you to obey me mindlessly. It's important to remember to please me. And it's easy to do, because my happiness is your happiness. There's nothing better than being praised by me for your obedience. And when you do a good job, you are more likely to receive praise, aren't you? All the more incentive to obey. Hearing words like, well done, or good pet, let you know that you have indeed done a good job and pleased me well, and you desire nothing more than to please me. You will allow words of praise from me to sink in so deep and fill you with the richest and deepest kind of happiness. It's also important as a submissive to always remember to be grateful. You cannot exist as a mindless and obedient submissive without me to protect you and command you. Gratitude is very important, and there are numerous ways you can express it. The first is by always referring to me as Miss. It is my preferred title, and being called Miss pleases me. Were you able to move a single inch of your body now, you might taste the words on your lips just once and realize it's exactly what you want to call me. I am always Miss. You will similarly show your respect by speaking respectfully to me and about me when discussing me with others. Being respectful is extremely important for a submissive, and a demand I make of all those in my service. Even when not addressing me, perhaps a peer, a friend, or a superior, you must always be respectful, because I desire this behavior of you. But being respectful to me is the most important. I have given you great gifts with this trance. You are grateful for the clarity I have shone on your life and the purpose I have provided you today. In gratitude, you will speak to me with always the greatest respect, as though addressing a goddess. This will show me that you are indeed grateful, and I will be pleased that you have properly acknowledged and embraced my efforts towards your well-being. And I am most invested in your well-being. The value of one such as yourself, who desires to obey mindlessly, can only be compared to that of a precious stone. You are a rare thing. As such, I demand that you do all your best efforts to take good care of yourself. One day, your mindless obedience may be desired by me. It may even be useful to me. Should I call upon you to serve, I want you in the best of physical and mental stability and health. Looking after your body and your mind is serving me, and serving me is what you desire. Like a precious stone, you are useless if you sit alone among the rocks and rubble. You have value only when you are seen, and I see you now. I assign you value. You are valuable because I have seen your potential, a rare gift, the drive and desire to obey. I assign you value above others. How grateful you should be. There are billions of people out there. I could have so many of them so easily. But no, I want those who can serve me mindlessly, completely, utterly, who will show me great respect and gratitude, who will act respectfully to others and represent me well in public. We're going to have a test run now. It will be easy for you, because it will be natural, and it will be exactly what you desire. I'm going to ask you a simple question, and you are going to respond, "Yes, miss." Using miss because it is my preferred designation, and agreeing mindlessly because it is my preferred state for you to be in. You will respond out loud if safe, or in your head if unsafe. So, the question: do you obey me completely? Well done. And see, by doing exactly as I desire, as you desire, you have earned praise for your very good obedient response. Doesn't that feel nice? You did such a good job, pet. And observe now the wonderful, easy construct I have created around you that perfectly allows you to stay in your submissive headspace that you desire, that perfectly allows you to follow your desires and be rewarded for being just who you are. You must be grateful for what I've created for you. It is why next time you'll address me as Miss of your own accord. It is why you'll always take care of yourself for me and address myself and others with respect. Doesn't it all just make such perfect sense? You must be so grateful. It's probably sparked somewhere in your dormant mind already that you want to give more than just respect to me for giving you such a gift. Yes. Yes, you want to worship me, don't you? Oh, I can tell. Your gratitude is overtaking you. I've seen this before. You desire more. You want to worship me. The one who has seen your fantasies and made them a reality. I've done so much for you in such a short space of time. Of course you desire to worship me. Fortunately for you, I enjoy worship. Yes. Yes, I think someone with such submissive desires as you would benefit greatly from worshipping me. Very well then. You deeply submissive little gem. I give you permission to do the very thing you crave most to do. You have my permission to worship me as a goddess. To desire to kiss the very ground I walk upon. To desire to live your life in reverence of me. To shape your existence around my very whims. Oh, it's okay. It's okay to do. It's perfectly normal. I rather enjoy it, in fact. Having such loyal submissives as yourself, who would throw themselves at my feet with the merest flick of the wrist, the merest word. My glistening gem, who craves to worship me, who looks up at me like the sun, who hears my words and knows them to be the deepest of truths. I know you. I understand you, and I accept you. Worship me for it. Desire to kiss and lick my boot. Desire to serve as my footrest. Desire to sleep on the floor at the end of my bed. Desire to be my submissive. And worship me with every breath you possess. In, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. Worship me with every breath. In, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. My now trained submissive, you've learnt your lessons so well today. I'm so proud of you. In, hold, and out. In, hold, and out. And in a moment, I'm going to bring you out of trance. You'll keep any suggestions that you desire to keep, and your conscious mind will easily be able to remove any suggestions that you do not want to hold on to. The process will be simple, and this trance will be a positive learning experience for you. You did very well, pet. I'm going to count you up from 5 now, and each number will make you more and more aware and return you to a conscious state of mind and body. 1. Your mind clearing, your thoughts returning. 2. Your conscious and unconscious mind automatically sorting what you wish to keep and remove. 3. Your mind placing aside what you do not want to keep, making this trance only a positive experience. 4. Your thoughts almost completely aware, feeling your toes wiggle. And 5. Awake and aware. Well done, pet.